if Mr. Al-Masri does get here, at least he's not going to be tortured with waterboarding, or anyway, probably not. Various officials this week say even though the U.S. used it on terror suspects a few years ago, it may be illegal now. Still, they don't absolutely promise never to try to use it again. And Attorney General Michael Mukasey said yesterday he is not going to launch any criminal investigation of past uses of waterboarding. Joining us is Slate.com legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, I'm confused by what I've heard about waterboarding over the last week. Is it legal or is it not legal?
You're confused along with everybody else, I think, including the Bush administration, Alex. Certainly until very recently, it was clearly and unequivocally illegal. Waterboarding is a technique that dates back to the Spanish Inquisition, wherein you sort of simulate drowning and force somebody to, believing they're being drowned, cough up information. As far as we know, it violates the UN Convention Against Torture. It violates the 2006 Military Commission Act that Congress passed. American officers were prosecuted for committing waterboarding at the turn of the century. So really, this was not an open question until very recently. As we now know, though, the Bush administration has admitted this week that they have waterboarded people in the past. And as you say, they don't foreclose the possibility of doing so in the future.
Well, here's something that the attorney general said yesterday. The senators who were talking to him said, we want you to go back and investigate these past uses of waterboarding by the administration. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that because the Justice Department back in 2002 and 2003 okayed these practices. So if the Justice Department said it was okay then, we can't investigate it now. Is this a pattern of behavior by the Justice Department? Has the Attorney General got precedent to stand on here?
Well, I mean, certainly what he's saying seems to make sense. And other folks who have worked at the Office of Legal Counsel, which is sort of the little tiny elite division of the Justice Department where they, produce these legal opinions, have come forth and said, look, there's nothing wrong with if these folks who are actually committing the torture did so on the advice of the Office of Legal Counsel. It's really not absurd for Mukasey to say, well, I'm not going to go after them then. They were acting on legal advice. I think the real sticking point, Alex, is A, these opinions that authorized them are being kept secret. In other words, Mukasey yesterday again refused to show us what these legal opinions were. It's not good enough to say, oh, they were acting on legal advice without telling us where that legal advice came from and whether it was at all plausible. And furthermore, it really raises the question that the OLC tomorrow could come forward with yet another opinion that says, oh, sticking people in the eye with hot shrimp forks is not torture, and that would be okay too. And that's really the problem. It's A, the secrecy, and B, that it leaves open the possibility that the Justice Department can keep changing its mind in secret and we'll never know.
Slate.com legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. The story goes on. Dahlia, we'll hear more from you. Thanks again.
It's always a pleasure.